This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Ah, what a familiar sound. A baby crying. Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Rob.
And I'm Neil. Hello. So, Rob, is that the sound of the new royal baby?
Oh, no, it's not the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's newborn baby. Although I'm sure their little one is just as loud.
Yes, we know all about babies, don't we, Rob? Because we are parents. We know all about childbirth. Well, almost as much as our wives. And all the advice people give us about caring for our children.
Yes, we do. But hold on, I'll just calm this baby down. There, there, there. Shh, shh, shh. Ah, that's better. So, I might have excellent parenting skills, but how different are they to the ones William and Kate will need? We'll be discussing that soon and looking at some of the language of having a baby. But first, how about a question, Neil?
Good idea.
So, how well do you know the British royal family? Do you know when Prince William, the father of the new baby, was born? Was it on A, the 21st of May 1982, B, the 21st of June 1982, or C, the 21st of October 1982?
I don't really remember, but I'm going to go for B, the 21st of June 1982.
Okay, I'll let you know the answer later on. But now let's get back to 2013 and the arrival of the latest member of the royal family. Now, Neil, when your baby was born, how did you announce it or tell people?
With my first child, I phoned and then texted. With my second child, just 2 years later, it was all about Facebook.
Indeed. Well, when my daughter was born in the maternity unit at our local hospital, I sent out text messages to my friends and family. But I know people also send out cards or photos of the new baby.
And then later, some people have a baby shower. Now, that's not a shower with water, but a party where people give presents for the baby.
Now, I'm sure the royal baby will get a lot of presents. But when royal births are announced, there's a lot of protocol or special traditional ways of doing things.
Yes, when Prince Charles was born in 1948, the announcement was very formal. Listen to the words that were used in this BBC broadcast.
It has just been announced from Buckingham Palace that Her Royal Highness Princess Elizabeth, Duchess of Edinburgh, was safely delivered of a prince at 9:14 p.m. and that Her Royal Highness and her son are both doing well. Listeners will wish us to offer their royal congratulations to Princess Elizabeth and the royal family on this happy occasion.
So the newsreader very formally gave the good news that Princess Elizabeth, now Queen Elizabeth, was safely delivered of a prince.
Delivered. That sounds like delivering a letter. But here it means gave birth to a baby. The newsreader also said that people want to give their royal congratulations.
Yes, and he described it as a happy occasion. So a happy moment and something to celebrate. But now, once it was officially announced, news about the latest royal birth spread quickly around the world via social media.
It is the 21st century, Rob, and I think this new baby will have a very different upbringing. That's the way parents look after the baby. Of course, William and Kate will have the benefit of a nanny. That's someone to help out with childcare and doing the housework around the palace.
Very nice. But it has been reported they want to become more involved in caring for their baby than royal parents did in the past. They don't want the nanny to be a replacement mother.
Well, that's good to hear. And by showing modern parenting skills, it may set an example to other parents.
Of course, the new baby is going to lead a very different life to our children. But one thing is for sure, ours won't become king. But babies from all backgrounds need feeding and changing. Not everything about having children is great, hey, Neil?
Yeah, that's true. I don't think I'm going to miss those dirty nappies. So, come on, Rob, it's time you gave me the answer to the question.
OK, well, earlier I asked you if you knew when Prince William, the baby's father, was born.
And I said B, the 21st of June 1982.
And you are right. Yes, he was born in June 1982. So would you say he's quite young to be a father?
These days, I suppose he is quite young, yes. Well, compared to me. But those sleepless nights will make him feel a lot older.
Absolutely. OK, Neil, could you remind us now of some of the vocabulary that we've heard today?
Little one. Maternity unit. A baby shower. Protocol. Delivered. Upbringing. Nanny. Nappies.
Thanks, Neil. OK, that's it for this programme. Do join us again soon for more 6 Minute English.
Goodbye.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.